Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. Alex Dunn here, joined by Andy Holding to look ahead to Dundalk's card on Friday evening. Wouldn't be a Friday without Dundalk. There's also a strong card at Down Royal in the afternoon for the jumpers. We're not going to preview that one, but it is a pretty decent card, so I'd advise you to take a look. Our attention will be on the flat, though, and will be with Dundalk this evening. And, of course, this evening we'll be staying late for the Breeders' Cup and on Saturday as well. So plenty of racing to look forward to. How are you, Mr. Holding?
I'm good, mate. Yeah, are you?
Yeah, not too bad. As I said, there's a veritable feast of action coming up over the next couple of days. Plenty to get your teeth stuck into. And the phrase I don't think has ever been more apt, something for everyone.
Very much so, yeah. I shan't be staying up into the late hours to watch Santa Anita tonight, I'm afraid, because I've got to get off to Weatherby in the morning, so early to bed, early to rise, as they say.
Fair enough.
But yeah, the rest of it is fantastic. I'll probably watch the last race at Dundalk and then think about retiring.
Okay. Well, if you do change your mind, then I'd advise that you tune into William Hill Radio, Andy, because
okay,
I'm very corporate
That would keep me, you know, keep me awake.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's Stuart Beasley and Sean Quinn, the ones that are
cure for insomnia at the same time
that are charged with staying up this evening. But we're going to focus on Dundalk. We've got a listed race this evening, Andy. That's snuck in there, hasn't it?
I think there's been one a week, hasn't it?
Yeah,
as far as I can remember.
Is it just me, or is the quality at Dundalk getting a little bit stronger, or is that just me imagining?
No,
or is that me being disrespectful to the horses that have performed there in the past?
I just think the standard of those races have improved, and the money's gone up, and just because now there's become more all-weather horses, a lot of trainers have targeted their charges at these races, and we've got British representative as well with Mark Abbotti sending Pellerin over as well, so he's obviously been very forward-thinking. Oh, and Clive Cox as well, of course, he's got Stereo Love, so Could do with a few more representatives over there in Ireland, because the prize money all the way down the line, to be fair, is really good. You know, €13,000 for a 6 furlong handicap. You know, the thick end of €35 for a listed. You know, it's good money. And I think if I had an all-weather horse, I'd certainly be running it at Dundalk.
Okay, fair enough. Right, we'll dive into the action then with the 5:40. It's the first race on the card, and it's a maiden over 5 furlongs. We've got a short price favourite here in Zanera, Andy. They go without one at the time of recording, which is about 10:15. On Friday morning, Sassy But Classy is the only absentee on the whole card so far. Zanera then, short price, 10 to 11 as we speak. There has been money for Daisy Bell this morning. Do you make it between those two?
Not necessarily, no. I think there's another horse that I'll mention as well, I think could easily get into the mix, but Zanera is definitely the best of what we've seen of these so far. Based on that third of the day behind a nice horse called Byzantium from the Edward Arnhem stable, that horse certainly wasn't winning out of turn that day at Nathan. I thought Zanera showed it really prominently that day and certainly suggested that she could win a race of this nature. It was following a good run first time out at Listowel, where she stayed in quite eye-catchingly. The one thing I would say about her, she just does flash her tail quite pronouncedly under pressure. It's a bit of a windmill, to be perfectly honest. Whether she's just got a little bit of temperament issues or whether she's just got a very light backside, I don't know. But when Shane Fowley went for her and gave her a couple of taps behind the saddle, she absolutely resented that wholeheartedly. She's also got the hood on as well, which also suggests that she's a little bit fragile. So just bear that in mind if you're thinking about taking an odds on price around about 10 to 11. But she certainly sets the standard. Daisy Bell has already had a run here. That was behind Intense Star, Folklore, Dandy Leakey. Not bad run either by Paddy Prendergast filly. I'm sure she'll prove one of the main threats as a favourite. And also keep an eye on Well Done Me as well. This is the horse I'm going to put up each way here. I tipped this horse last week, and for those of you that think I'm becoming a little bit of a lemming and following horses off cliffs, etc., well, I think I'm probably justified by suggesting that that horse is a bit unlucky last week not to be involved in the finish. Colin Keane, unfortunately, went for a daring stroke, stupid run up the inside rail, and he got the door slammed in his face. He had absolutely no chance therefore thereafter. But I like the way she went through the line there to suggest that she was A, unlucky, and B, might have gone close to winning. She has got a little bit to find with Zanera. I'll certainly take that on board. But at 5-1, I'd turn her back her each way with the eight runners than I would the short price favourite.
Okay, fair enough. So Well Done Me, the each way pick in the 5:40. Next up is the 6:10. It is a handicap over 6 furlongs. And Kernoff heads affairs for the same team that have the favourite in the opener, Harford and Foley. 3-1 at the time of recording. Bubbly Bellini at 4s. Lady Ultra 9-2 with My Good Brother in at 5s. 11-2 for Kiss the Stars. 7-1 or bigger the remainder. But there's only one horse here, and that's Harry Trotter. A double-figure odds here, Andy. It has the look of quite an open race.
Yeah, it does. But I think there's only two here that I'm really keen on, and hopefully one of them will win. Kernoff's a bit of an iffy character. I do like him in some respects, but not when he's a really skinny price. He's a kind of horse I like to back at big odds, and I think there's a bit of mileage in him, backing him when the odds are very much in the punter's favour, but I don't think they are tonight. He's a kind of horse that does need a lot of things to go right in a race. That's why I don't really want to be taking a short price about him. On his day, as we've seen on the turf and on the all-weather, he's fairly useful. And he's got some good speed figures next to his name. He's got a reasonable draw, but he is hard work and he does take plenty of stoking along. So just bear that in mind if you're going in short with him. Whereas I do think Bubbly Bellini and Kiss the Stars are the two to be with on this particular occasion. Particularly Bubbly Bellini, he's going to be my number one choice. He comes in here in fantastic form. He's run absolutely brilliant on his last three starts. He finally got off the mark for the season. That was at Cork on the 18th of October when he won quite comfortably. He then went to Navan and just found the 5 furlongs a little bit too sharp for him that day when In Saluting beat him. He was up then to 7 furlongs here the other day, and it was in the strongest run race of the night. And again, he acquitted himself with distinction. We're finishing third behind Captain Joe. I think the form of that race is really good, and hopefully it'll stand up a week on. He's got a good draw. This is his best trip, and he does love it here at Dundalk. Kiss the Stars looks to be the main threat, as I said. She chased home Slipper Orchid the last day over 7 furlongs. Prior to that, her last run here over 6 furlongs was a slightly unlucky one. She finished seventh behind a horse of Edward Lynham's, but she didn't get the best of runs in the latter stages that day either. So I think she could be very competitive here. But Bubbly Bellini at 4-1 would definitely be the number one choice there.
Okay, next up is the 6:40. It's a handicap over a mile. Not the best race on the card by any means, Andy. Favourite at the time of recording is Caged Lightning. Has been a little uneasy in the market so far, though. 7-4 out to 9-4. Returning from a layoff, and that drift maybe isn't one that you'd want to see for these connections, Andy.
This is such a difficult race to be dogmatic about at this early stage, and I mean that because we've got a very interesting runner in this race. That is Caged Lightning, the aforementioned horse. Of course, having its first run for new connections, very, very shrewd operator, of course, Ronnie O'Leary. Doesn't have that many horses in his stable, but very much sends shivers down the spines of bookmakers across the length and breadth of UK and Ireland. And he's very much like Tony Martin. If you see one of his runners that has been off the track for a while, you always very, very cautious. And I think that's one of the reasons why William Hill didn't price his horse up at a very fancy price. He could be potentially well handicapped here, obviously, for new yard. He signed off with a good run here off a mark of 74, and he's now racing off a mark of 73. And if he's improved in the interim, then he's definitely got a chance. He's run some good races here at Dundalk, so he gets on with the track fine. And the trip's okay as well. But he's just a difficult one for me to put up at a short price, considering I don't know anything about his well-being with a new yard. I'd be absolutely guessing. Whereas I'm not guessing in to suggest that I think Equation of Time could run a massive race here. And he's going to be one of my best bets on the card here tonight. Notwithstanding the favourite, it could be anything, but I think he's so solid here, Equation of Time. I just got to go with him. He ran a really, really eye-catching race here last week, and that's one of the reasons why I want to get with him here tonight. It was over an adequate trip. He was easy to back in the market. He'd come there off the back of a big layoff away from Dundalk. And after being slightly, slowly waved around the inside, he did some really good work down the line, so much so that he only got beat three lengths in the end, but he was running on very strongly late on. And again, as I pointed out early on in the card, I think that race is a really good one. It was the best furlong per furlong time on that particular night, won by Captain Joy. Bubbly Bellini runs in the race before. Hopefully he'll go well. But I think Equation Time now, up to a mile, his favourite trip, drawn in stall one, gives Gary Phillips a good opportunity to save ground round the inside and then produce him well in the straight. This horse has got every chance of following up his couple of wins that he achieved here last year. So Equation of Time, he's around about 8-10 to 1 this morning. I think that represents good each way value.
Okay, next up is a 7-10. It is the listed race over a mile. I'll tell you what, Andy, it is very, very open. 9-2 joint favourites at the time of recording, Slipper Orchid and Some Spirit. 6-1 for Pellerin, 13-2 for Fastnet Mist and Star So Bright. 8s or bigger the rest. Where should we start here, Andy?
Yeah, loads could be fancied here. A lot depends on the run of the race and how the race pans out. And indeed, how the track ride tonight. At the time of recording, of course, I don't know whether we're going to get a front runner's track bias or whether the front runners are doomed. It varies from week to week, as we know at Dundalk, depending on the conditions and atmospherical conditions on the track as well. Slipper Orchid, obviously, she's in great form. She comes here off the back of two wins. She stays really well, and I won't put anyone off her. You've got Pellerin, who's a raider from the Marco Botti stable. She's 1-for-1 on a synthetic surface, and she's been running quite well on the turf. You've also got Stereo Love in there as well, who's on the upgrade. You've got horses like Fastnet, Mist and Seacoast, all tied in with certain lines of form that they've met throughout the course of the season on more than one or two occasions. But the one I'm drawn to here, I'm taking a bit of a punt with this one, and that's John Ox's Stars So Bright, hoping that she can bounce back to the form that she showed on debut, don't forget. She managed to lower the colours of not only Seacoast, but also Carla Bianca, who's been running in Group 3 stroke Group 2 company this season, and was a wild 4-9 shot. And I just don't think there was any fluke about the way Star So Bright won that day. She may have been 7-1, but she won like a short price favourite. She bounded clear in the latter stages to win with any amount in hand. And as I said, two of the rivals that were in behind Seacoast and Fastness Mist are a very high standard, and they've gone on to run extremely well throughout the remainder of the season. In fact, all the ones in behind Star So Bright have suggested that was a really good race. She then went to Leopardstown, and Declan McDonough reported that she hated the ground. She finished last of seven to back up that view, so we can forget that. But she comes here off the back of a long layoff, the pause that refreshes. We know that she goes well fresh, and Dundalk hopefully will bring the best out of this Steve the Stars filly. So Star So Bright, a little bit of an element of guesswork attached to it, but let's hope John Ox has got her somewhere near her best, and if that's the case, she should go close.
Okay, next up is the 7:40. It is Division 1 of a handicap over a mile. Plenty of old favourites running in this one, Andy. It's Elusive in Paris, who heads affairs at the time of recording, 9-2 from 6-1. The Dancing Lord, who won here last Friday, 6-1, along with Merry Mast and Mama Rosa. 8-1 for Marble Statuette, 10s or bigger the rest. Another race with a really open feel to it. Hard to rule many out. There's a few down the bottom that you'd say are, in inverted commas, no-hopers, but towards the head of affairs, it is very competitive.
Yeah, it is, but there's one here that stands out like a sore thumb. I'm going to select this horse and suggest we also get stuck into Elusive in Paris from the Michael Grassick stable. A horse who is extremely well handicapped, in fact, crazily well handicapped on the pick of its best form. Don't forget this horse started this last year's campaign off a mark of 86. Actually wound up its campaign off a mark of 77, dropped £9 in the ratings. Courtesy of one or two indifferent runs. Certainly didn't have a bad season here last year. Managed to hit the frame on a couple of occasions, but that third behind Victor's Beach on its last start here last year, off a mark of 77, suggests that he still retains most of his old ability on a polytrack surface. He just doesn't handle the turf. Simple as that. He's not a particularly good horse on the turf, and Michael Grassick has basically spent the whole summer running him on the grass and getting him back down to a more realistic mark. His first career victory here at Dundalk came off a mark of 65, and somehow this horse has managed to tumble down to 64. And that, indeed, was off the back of a very good run here last time out at the Curra, when he absolutely excelled himself. I said he doesn't really go well on the turf, but to finish fifth in a white-hot race at the Curra, won by Shukov, who was absolutely unbelievably good that day, suggested that form is really good, and the run of Elusive in Paris was indeed of a very good standard. Back in third was Stronger Than Me. That horse won at Leopardstown last Sunday, and in the ruck was a horse called Happy Anniversary, who also won next time out. So I think this form is really good. The speed figure suggests it is. He now comes back to Dundalk off a marker, say, of 64. If this horse doesn't run well tonight, I absolutely give up on the horse. He's drawn in stall three. He loves Dundalk. He's a strong stayer over a mile. So let's get stuck into Elusive in Paris, who looks a really good bet in that 7.40.
Okay, Division 2 of the same handicap over a mile comes up at 8.10. We've got another well-backed market leader. This one considerably short of price, though. Rose Angel at 9-4. With an 11-2 for Stoichkov, 7s for Anna Queen, 8s for Nadira, and 10s are bigger the rest. Don't know about you, Andy, but I was pretty keen on this favourite here.
Yeah, it looks the part, doesn't it? Yeah, I'd have to go with you here with Rose Angel. Peter Casey's filly's in fantastic form of late. She's run two or three really solid races of late. And she goes back to Dundalk off a mark which should stay competitive here tonight. We know she loves it here. Her two career wins have both come at Dundalk over a mile. And that run behind Bazaar when she was third and Shukov was second, as of course has been advertised twice by the front two. And that run by Happy Anniversary wasn't exactly let down last week as the winner finished second in a decent handicap here at Dundalk. So every which way you look at it, Peter Casey's filly's got every chance here. It's a really weak race. She's a deserved favourite. She's got a good draw. So let's hope she can get back on track.
OK, next up is the 8.40. It's a handicap over a mile, 2.5 furlongs. 5-1 co-favourites at the time of recording. Cranky, it is open. Havelock Street, Minnow Street and Rock and Rover, who's currently a reserve. I suppose a lot depends here, Andy, on whether Rock and Rover and Buccaneer Bob, who's also pretty popular in the market, can get into the race from their reserve position. Typically at Dundalk, you'd say not. There aren't often a whole host of non-runners here, but where should we start with this race?
Yeah, you need a miracle, don't you, for a horse to drop out here at Dundalk. I think every owner and trainer up and down the length and breadth of Dundalk wants to run here. And if you get a chance to get into the race, you don't want to miss it. So unless there's a late defection, we'll cross those two out. Have a look at this. This is an interesting one here. I was dead against this horse here the last time out. Unfortunately, he clipped heels and fell, so we didn't really get a chance to see whether I was right or wrong. He was being pushed along at the time, so I'm not absolutely sure he would have justified his short price favouritism. I didn't really fancy one in that race, but he also ran a stinker. And it was won by a horse called Minnow Street, who rather caused one or two shockwaves up, with punters who generally overlook this horse. And to be fair, he'd shown very little going into that race, but he clearly loves it here at Dundalk, a mile and a quarter suits, and he's got a good draw again. So it wouldn't surprise me if Minnow Street, if he was on the same kind of form, would go close to winning again. But I quite like Charger here. He's going to be my number one choice. He's around about 7-1 this morning with William Hill, and that's a fair each way bet. He's run really well in his last two runs here at Dundalk. Fifth behind Waver, decent run, and then another good run ensued at Roscommon on the turf. But back here last week, he was really unlucky. He just got mugged late on by Joanne Barker, who's a bit of a track specialist. But the pair of them pulled well clear, and they went all the way to the line. I like the way this all strode out, and the time of the race was very good. The overall was good, and the circuit time of 2:01.8 was extremely good for the grade. So he's in good form, Charger. He's run 10 times here. He's hardly ever run a bad race, and he looks fair to go well again.
OK, the final race on the card is the 9.10. It's a maiden over 1 mile, 2.5 furlongs. And the market has it between two. Venezia, 10-11 for Mickey Helford and Shane Foley, and Unrequited for Gerlions and Colin Keane. That one's in at 9-4. Venezia's definitely had his chances, Andy. Unrequited has too, but has actually got his head in front once before, was disqualified though. Do you make it between these two?
Yeah, it looks that way, doesn't it? I think Kadima's got a little bit of upside, but that was a very slowly run race the other day at Navan, so I'm not entirely sure about the level of that form. But Venezia and Unrequited do set a good standard, particularly Venezia. If he can run anywhere near the level that he did at Ascot, Royal Ascot, of course, when he was fourth beyond Elite Army and the King George Handicap, then he surely must take this. And I think the switch to Mickey Halford should make sure that this horse does indeed get back to something like his best. He was lame last time out when we saw him, and he was a big failure in a maiden at Newbury. But to be fair, that actually worked out quite well. It was a very fast time, and Stella Bellissima and Guafa and indeed Pleasant Valley have all franked the form subsequently. So albeit he obviously wasn't quite right, it still actually wasn't too bad on the figures. But horses like Windshear and Arab Dawn were in that race at Royal Ascot, and you know, they're almost like group standard horses. So if he doesn't win this, I think Mickey Harper will be absolutely devastated. Unrecurrented looks the obvious threat. Third behind Wither Hills. And then, although he finished ninth here last week, he ran a virtual identical time on my speed figure. So he ran an 84 behind Wither Hills, and actually he ran 84 last week. So I don't think he actually went backwards. It was just the fact that he was drawn stall 14 and he was never able to land a blow at the leaders on that occasion, which obviously meant that he finished down the field. He's got the blinkers on for the first time. That much sharpened him up, and Colin Keane takes over in the saddle. So this is a really interesting matchup here. 10 to 11, 9 to 4. That probably looks a little bit too far apart. I'd probably be a little bit shorter on the pair of them. I think I'd probably be more 5 to 4, 6 to 4. But yeah, I would go with Venetia. I'll take a chance that Mickey Halford's sprinkled a bit of magic dust over this horse.
Okay then, Venetia the pick in the 9-10. Thanks very much for your time, Andy. Best of luck with all your picks on the Dundalk card, and enjoy Weatherby tomorrow.
Will do. Cheers, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.